subject, and I would like to understand, if possible, a bit more about it.
Mm-hmm.
In Mitzrayim, somehow we cleaned out mitzvot. I don't think by doing mitzvahs, but simply by being there. I've seen also chazals that when a rasha causes pain to a tzaddik, and specifically hits a tzaddik, then that also transfers mitzvot. And I kind of want to understand this a bit better. I think also the idea that we, basically close to gerim, that we've been kicked around the world to every golos, every society, every culture, and then our tafkid in that place ends, and that's why Hashem kind of puts in their hearts to kick us out, and then we're exiled again. But really, it's just part of our tikkun. So what do we do? What is the transfer that happens to be ma'aleh these mitzvot?
Okay, it's a very good question. The truth of the matter is that besides Torah mitzvahs, there's another mahalach, another main mahalach, which is suffering. Suffering, yisurim, does this process as well. So obviously in Mitzrayim we were whipped, subjugated to terrible avdus, terrible slavery, whatever, and that is another way that these are, you know, are elevated. It's true that Sifrei Hasidim speak about every person that in Ma'ori Naim, if you take a look at it in Parshas Matos, for example, the Chernobyl in Ma'ori Naim, it's a beautiful piece. He says that you have to go sometimes to do a business deal somewhere. It's not just that it happens to be you have to do a business deal over there, you know. Those sparks in that place are kind of calling you. Like, you have a job to do there, and the job is not necessarily a business deal. That business deal is the lavush for it, right? But when money is transferred to a Jewish person, for example, that money has within it sparks of kedusha. So when it goes into the bilis of a Jewish person, those sparks are now have become elevated. Now we need to elevate them more, right? We need to do mitzvahs with our money, but it's already gone a certain level of elevation. The Arizal discusses this, for example, by Domeim Tzomeach Chai and Medaber, right? He says that there's the Tzomeach will use and benefit from Domeim, maybe. Certainly, you could see it easier by animals, right? The Chai, for example, the animal will eat the Tzomeach, will eat the vegetation. And in that way, the vegetation now has become elevated because it becomes part of an animal, which is a higher level. And then when the human being will eat the animal, so that vegetation plus the animal have become elevated because they've been eaten by a person. So that itself, the fact that they've now become part of a person's flesh in a certain sense, right, is an elevation. A person can eat a vegetable where the Arizal says this, right? They move up two levels in one shot. It doesn't go through the first to the animal and then to the person, right? So those itself are elevations. So when Jewish people are eating or living in a country, right? So the food and drinks is bringing nitzaitzis, elevating. Nitzaitzis are being elevated through the food and drink that they're. You know, there might be even maybe breathing. For all I know, I don't remember seeing this anywhere mefurish. But perhaps breathing also is kind of doing something with the elevating, I don't know, the oxygen or whatever. It makes sense, you know. It makes sense that anything that's giving you life, that's the idea. Anything that's giving a Jewish person life is helping him be'etzem to do his tachlis in this world. Now, even a rasha, right? His very life is serving a purpose. We've spoken about this in the past, that there are two things. There's the actions of a person, and then there's the very essence, the very being of a person. A person might be terrible rasha, and in that sense, he's not filling his tafkid at all, but the very being of a person is filling a tafkid, which is important in of itself. So, you're right. It's not only Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is really the main way to powerfully do stuff, but there is a halos nitzaitis just from us living and eating and doing business and just being who we are. So I hope maybe that.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Is there a source? I also seem to recall a source that the idea of teshuva me'ahavas adonis nasa lo kazufuyos is the ability to get those nitzotzos, which were osur, and through teshuva we do release them?
There is. It's funny, actually. I think the source might be right in front of me here. Hold on. I happen to be sitting here with Sefer Tzavos HaRivosh in front of me, and he might actually say that Mefurish. Hold on, I just don't know if I'll find it. Hold on, let's see. Okay, yeah, here it is. It's all the way towards the end. It's mamish at the end of the sefer. So the basic yisod is here. The part of the tshuva ma'ava, that's in other form. I can't remember. It's certainly written. I just don't remember it now to tell you a source offhand. But in Tzavos HaRivosh it says like this: Ze klal gadol. This is a big rule. Everything that in the world has holy sparks. There's nothing empty from the sparks. Even the trees and stones, even the wooden stones. Even in all the actions that a person does. Even an avera that a person does. Yesh ba nitzotzim hashvira. Has sparks coming from the shvira, which is what we spoke about. Those are the sparks that fragmented off into physicality, but they're broken because they're inside of, they're asur, they're inside of things that you're not allowed to get in there. Even when you do an avera, so there's nitzotzes of the shvira. Umahu nitzotzen sheba avera. And what are the sparks that are in the avera? Hu atshuva. That's the tshuva. At the time when the person does tshuva on avera, he elevates the nitzotzes that were in that avera to the olam ha'elyon. That's what it says. Noisi avon. He carried the avera. Perish noisi umala avon lamala. He carries and raises the sin up above, meaning he brings it back. What the sin? That he means the nitzis akdusha that's in the sin. Vizel gadol avoni minasai, and that's what he means when he says my avera is too heavy to carry. Perish la rimay la loisa la'ilam elyon, to be able to raise it up and elevate it to the ilam elyon. So that's the basic. So and the Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidus got it over their head. This is one of the pieces that made the big ruckus, because in the famous letter of the Gaon, where he writes against the Hasidim, so he makes a reference to this, that they say even about the Eitzim Vavonim that they're God. Now, I don't think the Gross saw the exact Lashon here, maybe he did, I don't know, or that somebody, you know, but it was being spoken about, it was being publicized, and that specific line in that letter of the Gross that they say about the Eitzim Vavonim, Ele Elohecha Yisrael, is a reference to this piece. And it's Tzavos HaRivosh. But if you read the whole piece and you look at what's being said, it's not as problematic if you just take the beginning of it. Everything, even Avera has, you just chop it off there, it makes problems. But if you look at the whole piece and see that no, he's not saying you should go ahead and do it. It's just that if somebody did it, now he does tshuva, so you could be mala those nitzaitzes, in retrospect. It's not that you're not allowed to do it with chatchila. That was another tumult, which is what the Nefesh HaChaim goes about. If the idea of Aver Lishma, can Tzaddikim do Aver Lishma, where ultimately that already is taka, there's hot water there also. But anyway, while I was flipping in the Sefer to look for that piece, so I found the other piece that I didn't have a chance to read it inside, but this Tzavos HaRivosh says, HaMechaven B'Tfilasai, in Kuf Yud Ches, this one is. HaMechaven B'Tfilasai, somebody who was Mechaven in his Tfilah, B'Kol HaKavonas HaYaduas Lai, in all the kavanas, all the meditations, and all the right, the kabbalistic meditations that are known to him, ain't a mechavin rekaisin yiduas law. So then he's not having kavana except on those that are known to him. Avok sha'omer ateva biskashrus gadol. When he says the word with a tremendous bond to Hashem, with a tremendous iskashrus, nichlal b'kol ateva, included in all the word is kol akavonis me'atzman amalein. All the kavonis automatically become included in there. Shekol ois va'ois hu oylem shalim, because every single letter is a world unto itself. Uchsheyomer ateva biskashrus gadol, and when he says the word with a tremendous hiskashrus, bevadi ma'oyer oisin alamis alyonim, he's certainly stirring all those upper worlds. Va'ois apulis gedolis bezeh, and he's doing tremendous actions with this. So the Baal Shem Tov is basically saying is that, you know, more than the kavanas is the lev. That the lev should be involved. You should just have a tremendous iskashrus to the words of tefillah. You're going to be doing much more than those meditations, because meditations you can only do what you know. And this way you're going to be doing all those plus. Best thing probably is to do both. Is to daven with the kavanas. The big tzaddikim did that. They daven with the kavanas, and at the same time they didn't get bogged down. It didn't take them away the technical work of the kavanas. They were able to do, together with a very, very stirred, strong, and moved heart. And that's a tremendous joining together of the seichel and lev, which big tzaddikim were able to do. Today it's a problem. A lot of people that are mechaven, they're so focused on the this goes there and this goes there and this goes there. It's a lot of technical stuff that they kind of lose, you know, if you use the mushel of the forest and the trees, the forest is long gone. The trees are like, you know, here's a leaf. And they lose the connection to even the pshat of the words, which is, of course, you're not allowed to do that. If you're davening, you have to have pshat first. And the pshat and the meditations have to be connected. They have to be there. So, okay. Seder. We'll talk about it maybe more next week. Okay. Very good. Shkoyach to you.